High Midnight by Stuart M. Kaminsky. Dedication. This one is for Marcus Perry. Chapter 1. Two sailors had thrown Jack Ellis into the elevator shaft on the 8th floor of the Ocean Palms Hotel. If the elevator hadn't been on the way up from the 6th floor at the time, Jack would have been a short order of groundhouse detective. As it was, he wound up with a right kneecap that reminded a sentimental surgeon at Los Angeles County Hospital of the 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle of Niagara Falls his mother had given him for his 10th birthday. The two sailors, whom Jack had interrupted while they were dancing on a shoe polish salesman from Sioux Falls, Iowa, had been scolded severely and sent back to duty on the USS Wasp. Sailors were top priority items in 1942, and broken-down house detectives, two for a mercury dime. Before delirium set in, Jack called me to ask if I wanted to fill in for him at the Ocean Palms till he was back on whatever they could construct to keep him reasonably balanced when he went unpatriotically after his next battalion of servicemen having a good time. Jack had been a security guard at Warner Brothers until about a year ago. I had been a guard at the studio a few years before him. We had similar backgrounds, right down to being fired personally by Jack Warner. When I separated Jack's words from his groans, I told him that I'd be at the Ocean Palms that night. He said thanks and passed out. I heard the phone bounce away on the tile floor and a nurse shout, "Shit!" So, for 3 weeks, I was acting House Dick at the Ocean Palms on Main in downtown Los Angeles, a few blocks from my own office on Hoover and 9th. My office was in the Faraday Building, which had seen much better days, but the Ocean Palms had not. The hotel went up in 1912 without high hopes and had